Let's go. Let's make it quick now. Start them off. We ain't got time to wait for y'all to set up. Let's get it.
First of all,
huh? Man, I just changed the game up a little bit. What's happening?
Hey, talk about the elements. How much did they play a factor today out there for you?
Man, the conditions were bad. I mean, you know, each week is something. But I mean, as you can see, you know, they had problems. We had problems. A couple mistakes in the kicking game and from both sides. And you know, it was just really. Just getting a win, and luckily we're 14-0, and that's something good to smile about.
Belichick walked out with a huge smile on his face before he shook Mangini's hand. Deep down inside, shows us how much he wanted this game.
To be honest with you, I don't. You know, Coach Belichick really emphasized all week of making sure that we were mentally and physically ready to go out there and play 60 minutes of football. I don't know. You know, what personal, you know, vendetta he had, you know, against the coach, Coach Mangini. But, you know, he didn't express it all week. So anything that he had was definitely kept inside. But, you know, as far as preparing his team to go out there and play 60 minutes with the weather conditions, that's one thing that we've done this week is knowing what we had to do to get the win.
We're used to you guys feeling you get more opportunities deep down. Do you think the conditions kind of played into the game plan and not stretching the field?
Well, I mean, if you know football, a lot of fans that watch the game don't really know the real football concept. And if you really looked at the game today, there were certain times where, you know, we were trying to use the win to our advantage and things like that. But, you know, it did play a big factor today because we had some plays in our offense that we couldn't call just because of that reason. So, you know, we got the victory. You know, both teams had to deal with it, and we're 14-0.
Is this a game you might have to play again in January with the weather conditions?
There's no telling. You know, one thing that throughout my career I've always watched, you know, the New England Patriots playing in the snow, you know, bad weather. So, you know, when I came up here, I was just wanting to know which game and then the time of month that the weather was coming. Now it's here, so there's nothing we can do about it besides go out there and just play and see what we do.
What do you think of the fans and the snowballs?
I found it hilarious. Actually, I told Tommy on the sideline, I think it was either the first touchdown. It was the Geno Wilson's pick to the house. And, you know, they start throwing snowballs. And I started looking, and the whole stadium was doing it. So, actually, I looked up there, you know, where my people sit at. I don't think they was up there, but they were standing up, jumping with them. So, you know, it was funny. And like I say, they put a lot of fun in the game here. You know, if it's the Jumbotron, if it's the guy on the microphone, or if it's just the fans themselves. So, you know, we have fun here, not just amongst ourselves with the players, but the fans also.
14-0, I know that's not your goal, but to be the only second team ever to do that, how satisfying is that?
Me personally, I'm really speaking for myself. As long as that zero stays in that column, I'm cool with it. But just being the second team to do this or do that, I think we have a goal, you know, really set out because now it's playoff time. It's starting closing to the end of the regular season, and then, you know, you go on to have a chance to play for the trophy. So, you know, I don't really care about, you know, what's going on in the regular season as long as we have a chance to be able to compete for that trophy. And I think that a lot of guys feel that because in the locker room, by us being 14-0, second team to do it, I think guys mentioned it, but, you know, wasn't anything different.
How important is it for you guys to get that number one seed?
That's something that I guess it's just something they do around here, and I guess it's expected. You know, one thing about this organization, we never look past. We don't look into the future of where we're going. We got, you know, 7-6 days to prepare for a team, and that's what Coach Belichick keeps us grounded and humble to know that we cannot look past the team that we're getting ready to play. So, you know, anything down the road, I think individually we think about, you know, what we're doing and what we could possibly do. But as a whole unit, man, we don't talk about it and we don't celebrate it. So it's just basically just going on to Miami and see if we can, you know, get to 15.
Is that culture good for this team? I mean, is it the kind of thing that you as a player feel is almost like a blessing because it takes that looking ahead type of thing off your shoulders entirely?
I don't think it's not just for this organization. I think sports, period. I mean, I think in sports today, if you get too ahead of yourself, things happen. And that's one thing Coach Belichick is not letting us do is get ahead of ourselves. I mean, there's times out there you might see us, you know, out there having fun and jumping around, but that's just within those white lines. And then once we come in here, get the classroom work and go to practice, man, it's back to normal. So we don't look past the team that we're playing for that week.
Talk about the interference call against Rhodes.
What was it? It was a play designed to go deep, and actually I was going to the right, going out to the deep corner, and I seen the ball thrown, and I had to go get it. So he actually bumped me to stop my progression, and you know, they had to throw the flag, and you know, their defenders were talking about it's PI on me. So you know, I've been getting calls my way, and some I haven't. So you know, luckily, you know, we got the pass interference. I secured the catch, man, and we went on down there and scored some points.
Was your old college quarterback the last guy you wanted to see on the other side of the field?
I've always been a big fan of Chad's. You know, the things we've done in college, man, is you know, something that we still cherish to this day. And you know, that's one thing about, you know, college football. That's really when you become from a young man to a grown man, and you have like a lot of good things to happen in your life, not just with football, but just in college, the experience, period. So just seeing Chad and him getting back in there, and because I haven't really been paying attention to their quarterback controversy or whatever it may be. But, you know, I'm still a big fan of Chad's, and hopefully he does better.
Does it make any sense at all now to rest guys?
We haven't talked about it. Like I tell you, man, y'all, there's a lot of, just by y'all's questions that y'all asking, man, Coach Belichick is not letting up, man. So if y'all thinking by any chance that he's going to let up and give us a break, he's not. From week one all the way to training camp, y'all heard about the humble pie, man. So it's no telling how much we're going to eat this week, but Coach Belichick will never let a team like this get ahead of themselves.
You had a touchdown on the second to last drive in the left corner of the end zone. Hank Poteet stuck his hand up at the last second and just got
that was just a good play. You know, like I told you, the conditions were bad, and you know, and you know, all week, well, the last couple of days, they emphasized of just securing the catch. Don't try to do nothing with the ball. You know, once you get the ball, just secure the catch. And basically, you know, it's just a good play by him, good heads up, and you know, we tried to stick it in there. But like I say, Poteet made a hell of a play.
How'd you feel about playing fullback?
Well, you see, I motioned out to my wide receiver spot, so that's really not me. You know, my body's not made to do that. But if they need me to third and one to block for Maroney, hey, all I could do is get in somebody's way. So we'll see.
Not sure, a part-time job or off-season job?
Man, hey, I want y'all to put this on the TV, man. This representing this RAN, Kanawha County Schools custodian. That means I picked up a little bit of trash in my day and helped the Kanawha County out. But, nah, man, it was just really a shirt given to me, man, just representing the state of West Virginia and the county that I'm from, man. So hopefully the people back home will see me in my interview, see my shirt, man, and get a good laugh out of that. Thanks, guys.